I graciously accept your award for Best Actor in SpongeBob Attacks Cleveland. And now let me tell you everything there is to know about politics. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be by in mere moments. We have two guests this hour. First up, Broadway actress Samantha Massel. Sam just finished a run on The Great White Way in the revival of Fiddler on the Roof. She has her own cabaret show going on in the city right now, and it'll be great to talk with Broadway actress Samantha Massel. Then entertainment reporter Judy Maitland will join us, and Judy has quite an interesting story about an interview she conducted with Scott Baio. That's right. Chachi, Charles in Charge, big Donald Trump supporter. You know who he is. Well, it took place in a hotel room. Oh, my goodness. Let the story begin a little bit later on this hour. Then a very interesting story. It took place in Kara's high school. Two people get married. They're in love. All right. So the high school wants to normally recognize these things. So there's an alumni newsletter and they announce weddings and all those important lifetime achievements and happenings. But this wedding was left out. Turns out it was a gay wedding. I wonder why, and we'll have the story. We start things off this hour with, yes, there was another award show last week. It was the Golden Globes, and Meryl Streep, she decided to lecture us on what's going on in the world. Why do we always need these entertainers telling us how we need to think politically? Is there any other line of work out there where once someone finishes their job or gets recognized for something, they feel the need to politically pontificate for the next 2 hours? Case in point, let's say you have a leaky faucet and Jim the plumber comes to your house. When Jim fixes that leaky faucet, does he then turn around and start to tell you why Obamacare needs to be saved? No, he does not. Nor does he tell you who he even voted for in the presidential election. Do you care who Jim voted for? Of course you don't, as long as Jim fixes your faucet. The average person goes out there, they go to a movie, they will watch Meryl or Kevin or Reese or whomever else or Leonardo. Kara really likes Leonardo, by the way. Leonardo, do their movie. Do you care what they feel about anything outside of the product that you're paying to watch? No, but they feel you do. Singers, same thing. All right, they go on and on and on. Just sing your song and leave it alone. There is no other industry in the world that is so self-absorbed. And yes, this is the industry. This is show business. And we talk to a lot of people on this show. And there have been people that have wanted to come on to talk about politics. We have had actors that have wanted to come on to rail against one candidate or the other. And we've had to say, no, we don't do that here. Go on Colbert. I know, even Seth Meyers. Now, all these late night shows we talked about here as well. The only place you can go late night where you don't really get that is kind of on Fallon. And even he's starting to go the other way. So, you know what, guys? Do your movies, sing your songs, and leave us alone. All right, we have a jam-packed hour, so we're going to have to squeeze Mark Leonard in here into the monologue. Wow, we're really getting busy today. All right, here is this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark is talking about the film La La Land.
You will not have to look far to find effusive praise for Damien Chazelle's La La Land. Just don't look here, because I find its popularity and overall acceptance somewhat bewildering. It's an empty vessel, as far as I'm concerned, a case of playing the notes but not being able to hear the music. Want to know what film truly understood classic Hollywood musicals? The Coen brothers' Hail Caesar. And I told you about that right here, almost a year ago. I've also raved about the brilliance of Ryan Gosling, but for the nice guys, not this. Sure, the song City of Stars gets stuck in your head, but so does Bohemian Rhapsody. That doesn't make it good. And Emma Stone, please, someone explain to me the allure of Emma Stone. Well, I did appreciate her in Superbad a decade ago. I was also impressed by Mr. Chazelle's Whiplash a couple of years back, although I found it over the top. La La Land, on the other hand, is cliched and vapid and even dull. I do admire parts of the nostalgia, but I don't feel any passion. However, the Golden Globe showered it, and I expect Oscar may follow suit. Gosling's Sebastian as the savior of jazz? Whatever. And Stone's Mia dreaming of someday insisting on paying for her own coffee. La La sure is a Lulu, but again, that doesn't make it good. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewed by markleonard.wordpress.com. Mark will be back next week. Samantha Massel will be next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.